Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome. Tuesday night training call. And the subject for tonight is harvest time. And it is harvest time, both literally and figuratively. Harvest time comes at the end of the growing season. You know, as we head into fall, it is harvest time for all those farmers out there. And as we head to the end of the month, it's harvest time as well. And so the law of the farm says you got to plant the seeds, you got to water the seeds, and then you got to harvest the seeds. And you can't harvest what you don't plant, and you can't harvest what you don't water. But if you've been doing the planting and doing the watering, then you don't want to let your field go to waste and not harvest what's out there. So we're going to be talking about that. But before we do, I want to make a couple of important announcements, starting with a great announcement, which is that we just translated our new product video and our new business video into Spanish. And it wasn't just a subtitled or captioned video. We went ahead and got some fantastic Spanish-speaking talent. So she's our host or hostess. And we also translated in a couple of different voices all the testimonials on both the product video and the business video, changed up all of the on-screen graphics, and that's a pretty good-sized editing job, and we're just really proud of those two videos. We've been getting great feedback as people have been sharing those videos on the phone app and in other ways, and so the new videos are available. The links were in the email blast, and you're going to see those videos showing up in your back office resource library. Later this week, it'll be on the phone app. It's going to be added to our text message called Espanol, so you know that you can text the word Purium to 55678. That's our English text series, and you can text the word Espanol, and that's our Spanish text series, so we'll be changing that up as well. So, you know, want to service this large, large community. If you read the email blast today, you may have heard that we actually have more Spanish-speaking people in the United States than they have in Spain. So 41 million people speak Spanish here in the United States, and this is a great way to reach out to them and to show this is by far the best set of tools that we've had for our Spanish-speaking folks. And, you know, we're going to continue to put one foot in front of the other in every way possible from a business perspective. And, you know, the more tools we put out there, the more that you use those tools, then the more that we'll be putting more tools out to service this community and other communities around the globe. And speaking of around the globe, you may have heard that we made some significant improvements to our web platform over in Europe. So both our German-speaking folks and our English-speaking folks over in Europe now have new websites and new back offices, and we're going to be making another major upgrade coming 1st of October. We're going to be upgrading our compensation plan for Europe as well. And the compensation plan in Europe is going to be quite similar now to our U.S. business model. And we're also going to be upgrading the back office during the month of October, giving them in Europe the same reporting structure, the Dreams platform that we have here in the U.S. as well. So we've really moved quite quickly here over the past 30 days to catch up our European brothers and sisters over in Germany and Austria and the UK and all around Europe. And that business model and that business is going to be experiencing the same type of growth that we experienced here in the U.S. several years ago. So, you know, we were one of the fastest growing companies in 2013, 14, and 15 here in the U.S., and we expect to see some of that same type of growth starting to happen over in Europe. So there is an event over in Linz, Austria. It's a German-speaking event on October 8th. And I've been doing some Zoom calls for our UK team. So as you bring new people into the business, whether it's Spanish-speaking folks, because we have Spanish calls, now I believe they're done on Sunday nights, or if it's over in Europe, we're trying to do the best we can to support our teams, no matter who they are, no matter where they are. And speaking of supporting teams, we've got more Super Healthy Happy Hours cropping up. We've got more Diamond Boot Camps coming up. So we've got events coming up here this week in Colorado. I know this weekend we've got a big event over in Oahu. There's events in New York and in Florida. There's going to be more events through the month of August in Florida and California and Arizona. Amy's been doing super healthy happy hours at the Long Beach office every couple of weeks. And, of course, we've got Blue Diamond event coming up in October. We've got Diamond Club in November. So make sure that you go and check out your calendar. We're going to be keeping it more up to date. I'm really proud of our marketing team doing some beautiful-looking flyers, really proud of our sales team. You know, keeping the calendar is more up to date. So the best place to go to find the calendar is just go to your MyPerium.com website, click on Lifestyle, the link called Lifestyle, and underneath that there's the box called Events. And when you go to Events, you'll see some of the events that are happening, including Blue Diamond Retreat, the Diamond Club, the Unconvention, the Big Convention, and then the calendar. And when you click on the individual items on the calendar, it gives you a little pop-up to tell you what's going on, who's the hosts, and what address it's at, and where it's at, and if there's a flyer, a link to the flyer. So, you know, we're starting to build a better event catalog, and I'm glad that our crowns and other leaders are starting to utilize that. And you know, that's what we want to do as we roll into 2017. Is to have more super healthy happy hours, to have more Diamond Boot Camps, to have more regional events. So that way it doesn't matter where you enroll a new person. You know, it doesn't matter where you live. If you're enrolling somebody halfway across the country or all the way across the country, if you're enrolling people who speak Spanish, if you're enrolling people in Europe, you know, there are tools and training and things for them to plug into. So just, you know, open up your mind to what the possibilities are and plant more seeds. And the more seeds that you plant and the better off that you water, the more that you can harvest. So that kind of rolls right into our training tonight, which is that law of the farm, planting, watering, and harvesting. And we're going to talk mostly about harvesting tonight, but let's go back and talk a little bit about planting and watering. And now, obviously, you're not just going to do all of your planting in the beginning of your month and all of your watering in the middle of the month and all of your harvesting at the end of the month. But one of the things that's great about our business model is that we have the backup order program so that you know that the majority of the people who are already in your business, the majority of members that you already have on your team, they're going to be ordering somewhere through the 1st through the 20th. And if not, they should have a backup order set up so that their order goes through on the 21st. And what that means is the last 10 days of the month, you've got a clean look at what you need to do to get to the rank that you want to get to or achieve the, you know, the goal that you've got as far as volume or income. And so obviously, if you've got a goal and you're starting to look at that on the 21st, if you've already planted the seeds on the 1st and 2nd and 3rd and 5th and 8th and 10th and you've started to water those seeds on the 12th and 15th and 20th, then it's easier to harvest toward the end of the year. And if you've not been planting the seeds or not been watering, then as you come up toward the end of the month, it's a little trickier to put business in and to expedite that growing cycle. So can you talk to a new person today and get them enrolled by the end of the month? You know, can you talk to a new person today and get them enrolled by Friday? The answer is yes. But is it easier to allow that relationship and those conversations to develop more naturally? Of course, the answer is yes. And so when we talk about planning, we're talking about inviting. We're talking about contacting people. We're talking about sharing things on the phone app or starting a conversation on social media or having a healthy happy hour, just making those invitations and starting to share those presentations. The watering is the follow-up. The watering is the answering questions. The watering is to help them to understand what the products are like and what that experience will be like and what the business is like and what that experience will be like. And then the harvesting is to ask them the question of, are you interested? And so, you know, as you look at that process, planting, watering, and harvesting, another way to look at it is a funnel. And so the more people you talk to, the wider you open your funnel, the more seeds you're planting, you know, the more people you put into the top of the funnel, the more that come out the bottom. And that funnel concept is also important for how you ask questions. So one of the biggest misconceptions about how to enroll a person or how to kind of invite and present and enroll to a person is that you're doing a ton of talking and that you're doing and providing a ton of information. And the reality is that you're actually asking a lot of questions and telling a lot of stories. And that some of our best promoters and some of our best enrollers are great at asking questions and telling stories. And so when you begin that process of planting, the funnel is wide open and you're going to ask a lot of open-ended questions. You're going to ask a lot of questions that get somebody to respond in a way that they're sharing about themselves, you know, and so you're going to ask them questions about their health, or you're going to ask them questions about, you know, making money or the business, you know, open-ended questions or things like, you know, are you interested in earning additional income, or have you ever thought about a secondary source of income, or do you own a business yourself now, or have you ever thought about owning a business now, or, you know, what would you do with an extra few $1,000s, or, you know, and we're mostly focused tonight on the business side of things. Obviously, the questions about product and health are kind of easier questions to ask about, you know, how, you know, do you work out, and what kind of food do you eat, and how's your energy level, and all those kinds of things. But you're asking those open-ended questions to have them share about, you know, what their goals are, what their dreams are, what their life is like, and, you know, context is really important. So some questions, you know, some people you can ask questions that are a little more direct because you know them better. Other people, you know, you might have to ask more vague questions. But, you know, you're always trying to ask them those open-ended questions so that you can learn more about what they're interested in, what they want to accomplish, so you can help them. The whole purpose of enrolling a new person and harvesting, if you will, it's to help somebody to get what they want. That's all we're trying to do. We're trying to help somebody get more health. We're trying to help somebody get more wealth. We're trying to help somebody to lose some weight, feel better, reduce inflammation, make a little money, have some less stress with their credit card debt, pay for some college education, save up for retirement, make some changes to their house. You know, all those things are things that people are looking for. They're looking for financial freedom. They're looking to get out of their job. They're looking for a plan B. You know, all those things are things that they want, and those are questions that you can ask them to help you to understand what they're going to be excited about and what we can offer with our business. So that's the open side. That's the planting side that comes along with the sharing. And then, of course, you're going to start to do some presentation. You're going to, you know, put them in front of tools. You're going to put them in front of the videos. You're going to put them in front of the drinks and the Healthy Happy Hour and the Prosper magazine and the information so that they can learn about what it is that we offer and what products we offer and what our business is like and how it works. And so then you're going to start to ask questions that are more validating questions. So you're starting to close the funnel asking questions like, what did you like most? Isn't it cool that we have this gift card program? Isn't it cool that we manufacture the product? Isn't it fun? Did you see the picture of all the people on vacation? That was me. You know, all those things that start to get them excited about the experience that you've had and telling stories about, you know, all of the things that how this business has helped you to feel better, look better, and feel more financially secure. And then as we get toward the end, in the follow-up and in the enrollment process, now you're going to be asking them specific questions. You're going to be asking them closing questions, and you're going to want to know, you know, if these products work great, would you be open to sharing gift cards? You know, do you have any questions about what you've seen so far? You know, if these products work as well as I said, would you be open to trying them? So how do you bring this into a situation where, you know, I'd like to introduce you to somebody who could answer your, you know, any last questions you have? You know, I want to introduce you to somebody who's having great success with this business. Would that be okay? So you're trying to get them to the point where, you know, they've shared all that they want out of the products or the business, they've learned, and you've provided them the information as a great tour guide, and now you're trying to bring it in for a landing and find out how you can help them the most and how they can get started. And so that's really what it's about, is planting, watering, and harvesting, asking those open-ended questions, bringing it into a presentation and validating what they've seen, telling stories to get them excited, and then ultimately adding value at the point at which they're making the consideration. And that's really the key to having somebody to say yes, is you want to add enough value that they can see that what they have now is not as good as what they could have if they make the decision to say yes. And so, you know, adding value around the products is pretty easy. Again, you know, talking about where the products come from, how they've affected your life, stories from yourself or other people on your team. But make sure that you add value around the Purium Lifestyle Club and explain the benefits, and don't dance around it. You know, this is something that's going to help you to save. You know, every time you purchase products, it's going to help you to lower your shipping and handling costs. And as you go forward and get into the lifestyle, then there's going to be product specials and other things that you can take advantage of. Add value with, you know, what's happening with our business, the opportunity, the timing. Add value with the gift cards. Share value with the upline that you have and the team that you have and the events that are coming up. Show the Prosper magazine and keep it really simple by walking through the tear pad and, you know, helping them to make the ABC 1-2-3 decisions as to whether they want to get started with a daily core 3, a 10-day transformation, or a 10-day athletes program, and whether they want 5, 50, or unlimited gift cards. So learn the benefits of each of those programs and learn, you know, what the value propositions are. One of the important lessons that I learned very early in my career was actually, you know, the third day on my first serious job. I was selling advertising space, and I had 2 days of training. We went on the road with my advertising manager. We visited a bunch of accounts that had not been visited in many, many years, and really got a very poor reception to the point at which my advertising manager couldn't even sell any advertising to the accounts that we walked in on. And so on the third day, I was on my own, by myself, and I was calling and knocking on doors that were different doors, and walked into an auto parts store and made a sale. I sold you know, some advertising space, a half-page ad, and I had no idea how to fill out the form. I had no idea what materials I needed from them to run the advertising in the newspaper. And so they were super nice guys, and luckily they, you know, walked me through the process almost. I was sitting there sweating. I had made the sale. I was so excited. And then when I pulled out the enrollment form, I had never really seen it because my advertising manager hadn't shared what would happen if I actually made a sale. So make sure that you understand you know, what that tear pad is, and importantly, also go through the website. If you're going to be enrolling somebody on the website, either with them or giving them advice as to how to walk through it, you can just go to mypuriumgift.com or your own replicated website and hit enroll. Either way, when you enroll and they enter the information, you know, you can do it yourself. You can use your own gift card. If you don't go through the entire process and actually check out, that gift card is recycled, so you don't lose it. So spend some time. Go through the enrollment process. You know, click the buy option. Click the join option. See the difference. The buy option is just the retail option. The join option is the way that people can sign up with their enrollment packs. And just walk through the process so it becomes more familiar to you, so that if somebody gets stuck or somebody has a question, that you can help them with that. So that's just a little tip, but an important tip. People are, you know, very intimidated by the idea of you know, like everything behind the enrollment page is like a door that they can't go through. Just go ahead and enter in some fake information, enter in your gift card code, and you know, and go and check it out and walk through there and spend some time so that you can explain, so that it's really simple, that when you make that enrollment, that people understand what they can expect. Because the more comfortable you are, the more comfortable they're going to be. And the more comfortable they're going to be, the more excited they're going to be about not only seeing that enrollment as the end of the process, but more importantly, the beginning of the process for them to open up their database for them to start sharing and to build a business. And I think that's something that's really, really important, is that when somebody enrolls, whether they get 5 gift cards, 50 gift cards, or unlimited gift cards, is that very, 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 very quickly, you want to make sure that you're going to help them to share and to set them up for success. So the enrollment process should flow very quickly into a Fast Start training, and you should have a process as well for helping them to open up and start planting seeds. And, you know, one of the things that's nice about our compensation plan is that new people have 2-plus months to get to consultant, they have 3-plus months to get to director, they have 4-plus months to get to executive, and there are bonuses along the way for your new people, $50, $100, and $200, and you as the enroller, you're going to get a $50 match, a $100 match, a $200 match as they move through the plan. That's $350 for helping them to move forward. So there are a lot of reasons to help somebody to get started quickly. So I think that the more people that you put through the process, the more seeds that you plant, the better that you are at watering, the more excited people you're going to have toward the end of that process. And make sure that you use somebody with your upline that has experience to walk somebody through that enrollment process. So connect up with somebody. Make sure that you've got your closer, you've got your go-to person, that when you've got somebody that is really seems interested in getting started, that you know what to do and where to go. And after you see your upline person do 2 or 3 or 4 or 7 of these enrollment processes and answering questions and helping them with the TerraPad and explaining the value of the PLC program and all those things, then you're going to be experienced enough. So don't do what my advertising manager did, which is to, you know, walk into a few doors for a couple of days but not ever actually make a sale, make an enrollment, and then just send me on my own. You want to make sure that as you enroll new people, that they're plugged into the entire process. And the thing that's great here about Harvest Time is that it's not just about what you do, but as you build a team, now you're also going to help other people to harvest, not just as the enroller, but also to help them to see things in their back office. And so that's really the evolution of your movement up the leadership ladder and the rank ladder, and why you get paid more and more as you move from consultant to director to executive, is that you begin to have a team of people who are going to start to count on you to be the enroller, and not only that, but also for you to look at your business and to see who's close to consultant, who's close to director, who's close to executive, and to help them days before the last day of the month say, hey, you know, you're at 800 points. If you can enroll one more person, 200 more points, one more platinum pack, you know, you could be a consultant and get an extra $50 bonus. Let's make that happen before the end of the month. Who have you been talking to, and is there anybody you want, to introduce to me? And this will help you to understand who's working and who's not, and get to see the flow of, you know, that planting and watering and harvesting process. So use your back office as you start to move up, and again, use your upline, and they can help you to see things that you may not be familiar with, especially if you have the Dreams back office. There are lots of great tools and lots of great reports that will help you. So it's harvest time right now, not only because it's fall and the growing season is over, but it's harvest time right now because we're really in the thick of our 90-day run. And so we came out of convention. We've got some great new tools. We've got some great new products. We've got some great new stories. We've got our Spanish tools that we just introduced. We've got Europe. We've got Healthy Happy Hour, Super Healthy Happy Hours, Diamond Boot Camps, all kinds of events happening all across the continent. So there's big things happening that you can plug into and use that energy to start planting more seeds. So if you don't have a lot to harvest right now, that should be a wake-up call to you to say, my goodness, I better get a jump start. I'm planting more seeds right now this week so I can make October a big month. So, you know, the months, you know, the compensation plan naturally puts things into month-long cycles and even week-long cycles. You know, one of the things that's nice is any business that you bring in before Friday, you get paid the following Friday. So if you could start to look at your business in a weekly mentality and a monthly mentality and start to think about the planting, the watering, and the harvesting, then you're going to start to see your business visually in a way that's going to be really helpful and productive. So plant more seeds, take care of those people, you know, help validate what they're seeing through your tour and through the information, water them, care for them, make them feel appreciated, help them to get what they want, and when they really show interest, connect them with somebody in your upline and add value throughout the process, explaining with stories what the products can do, what the PLC program can do, what the gift cards can do, what the timing is right now, what the opportunity is, and where we're at as a business, and you're going to have new people joining your business, and always use that 60-day money-back guarantee as the super easy button. You know, when all is said and done, hey, we got a 60-day money-back guarantee. If you're not happy with the product, send them back. And, you know, that really takes the pressure off of you. It takes the pressure off of them. And that's what we want. We want happy people who feel that their lives are improved by using our products and their lives are improved by building a business with us. So there's a lot more we can talk about as far as asking questions and handling objections, and you know, we'll get into that another time. Maybe at the end of next month we'll talk a little bit more about handling objections. But hopefully you got a little bit of good info and a little bit of more of a visual on your business. And one of the events that we just added to our schedule is David Sandoval's Facebook Live presentation. So he's going to do that in about 6 minutes on his Facebook page. So the link is right there in the email blast as well. So join him. He does it at 6:35 Pacific time. And, you know, share the link with prospects. Share the link with your team. The more views we get, the more exposure that we get for Perium, and the more people that get to hear directly from Dave on his vision. So he likes to keep these presentations a little bit secret as far as what the information is going to be. They're only 5 minutes long or so, so you got to listen in and watch in to see what they're about. So check it out in 5 minutes, David Sandoval over on Facebook. And thanks so much for joining us. And keep planting, watering, and definitely it's harvest time. So thanks, everybody, and join Dave tomorrow night, same time, same number, for his Perium Lifestyle Call.